Sefer Yisrael, covered Shabbos Kodesh, covered Parshmos, covered Yimei Shilvim, covered Purim. So, you know, this Parsha, Parshmos, Yishmos Ben Yisrael by Mitzrayim, it's coming into Mitzrayim, it's the start of Gullus. So, the beginning of Shmos, the beginning also of the weeks of Shovim. So Shovim stands for its six layers. Shin Vav Beis Yud Mem stands for Shmos Va'era Bo Bishach Yisra Mashpatim. That these 6 weeks are known as 6 weeks of Yimei Shovim. So it's brought down a lot of Svarim that these weeks are Masugla time for Tshuva. So makes sense. Why? Because when we're going into Gullus, obviously, there's certain type. There's a tshuva that has to be done, but the question now is that, you know, it's a very hard thing to go into Shmos. It's hard, you know, we're done with the avos, done with the shvatim. It's very tough. We're basically lost. So, what's the inyan now? What's the tshuva that we can do during this zman now of shovim? Where do we look to? Where do we look to get chizuk from? So, if you look. It's in Likut Maran, in a Chelek Beis called Likut Maran Tinyana, where it is Likut Maran Tinyana Ayin Gimel, where Nachman says like this. It says, Misha wrote to Liskos Tshuva, person wants to be Zocha to do Tshuva, Yeh Ragil Bamir's Tehillim, Ki Amir's Tehillim Mesugal Tshuva. That person wants to do Tshuva should accustom himself to saying Tehillim. Why? Because Tehillim is Mesugal to Tshuva. It says, Va'al yidei amirs tehillim, afilu mish ein lo shumis oros tshuva. So Rav Nachman says that through saying tehillim, even a person who has no awakening or no longer, no ratzon to do tshuva, who misor laso tshuva, he becomes awakened to do tshuva. V'gam zocha yidei tehillim lagia el ashar va'osha shayich lo v'toch ashar. And through tshuva and through saying tehillim, you come to find yourself. You come to find your shar. Nimtza, you find shezochai de tehillim lasos tshuva. That through tehillim, you're zochai de tshuva. Why? Sheikar horasa tshuva ayde davar melach. The ikar way that we learn tshuva is from davar melach. The ikar, like it's known in svarim in Zohar Kaddish. That I've seen this also in Torah Emes from Leib Lager, he says that David HaMelech is known as the Baal Tshuva. The Iker HaTshuva shall David HaMelech who Sefer Tehillim. The Iker Tshuva of David is in Sefer Tehillim. She'amru b'soris gadol ma'od v'ruch kodesh. That Rav Nachman says he said it with huge longing and huge soris with, and he said it with ruach kodesh. Ad she'kol echad v'echad k'fi mashehu, even a person, any person, yachol limtso is atzim v'soch Sefer Tehillim. That a person who says Tehillim, Rav Nachman says, the big klal, that whenever you say Tehillim, you could find yourself and find your present situation within the Tehillim you say. V'lizkos l'tshuva, aydei amir's Tehillim. And you could zoche to do tshuva through saying Tehillim. So now in Shemos, obviously we see, and we know Shemos is the time of Gaul's time of tshuva, so it's connected to Tehillim. Listen to this mamish mind-blowing remez, Rav Nachman says, V'zehu, ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael habayi mitzrayma, Ace Yaakov Ishu Beso. He says, if you take the Eilesh Mos B'nei Yisrael Habayim, the last letter Sophie Table same Osios Tehillim. It's the Osios Tehillim. That the first five words of Shemos, the last letters are Tehillim. And if you take the next five words, Mitzrayma, Ace Yaakov Ishu Beso, the Sophie Table says Hey, Tuf, Bez, Shin, Vav, the Osios Tshuva. So the first 10 words of Shemos are Merames to Jew, Tehillim and Tshuva. Why? Ki ayide Tehillim zochin the Tshuva. Because through say Tehillim, you're zochin do Tshuva. Shehi bechina Shemos b'nei Yisrael haba mitzrayma. Because that's Shemos b'nei Yisrael haba mitzrayma. So we see what Rav Nachman just said to us. Is like this. V'akein hu davar gadol me'od. He says a huge thing. La'asok tamid b'amir's Tehillim. That for a Jew to always be osig in Tehillim. Ki Tehillim hu soras gadol me'od me'od la'Hashem Yisbarach. Ashrei she'yochas bo. Praiseworthy is the person who grabs onto Tehillim. We see Rav Nachman saying to us what? That the ikar derech to tshuva, dafka coming into Shmos, coming into Galus now, the ikar derech to do tshuva is through being connected to Tehillim. And dafka, these weeks of Shovim, that Svarim say are mesugal time to do tshuva, you see one of the biggest tools that we have to tshuva is dafka with Tehillim. See, now, the hardest part, though, about tshuva is believing in our tshuva. knowing that our tshuva was good. That's why there's also a remez. We know someone who does tshuva is called a Baal tshuva. So maybe you could say that a Baal tshuva, that Baal is Gematria 102, is Gematria Muna. That someone who's a Baal tshuva means that someone who's mamon in his tshuva, he believes in his tshuva, and he's not miyayesh in his tshuva. The biggest thing with doing tshuva is that you can't be miyayesh. You can't despair over your past. You have to look forward and say, you know what, I want to do tshuva now, I can wake myself up. Like Rav Nachman, a klal from Rav Nachman is ein shum yeish b'olam klal. There's no such thing as giving up. And like it says in also the Kutim Aran Tinyana in Kuf Yud Beis, Nachman says the inyan hischazkus to mechazik someone leval yipol adam bedaito mech mas riboy hapigamim valkekulim shel kilka idei masav, that a person shouldn't give up and be depressed and be saddened over his past misdeeds and his past mess ups. Says so. Rav Nachman. So a person asked him about this. So Anav Amar, Rav Nachman said, "Im ata ma'amin sheicholim lekakel. If you believe that you can mess up, ta'amin sheicholim lesakin. You have to believe that you could fix." It's a song that people sing. Im ata ma'amin sheicholim. You could say this 100 times. You can manage to be boiling on this for the next year. Im ata ma'amin sheicholim lekakel. If you believe that you can mess up. You have to believe that you could fix it. You have to believe. You have to believe that you can do tshuva. That's the whole Indian. Now the Indian of Amalek is, you know, we're coming to Purim. We're less than 2 months away from Purim. And the whole Indian of Shovim, it's a hachana into Purim. It leads us into Purim. Because right after Shovim, happens to be this year, right after Shovim, the last parsha Mishpatim, is also Shabbos Mevarchim. Shabbos Mevarchim for Adar. So, one of these inyanim that again last time to a reference of Nachman here, he says famously in Chaf Dalid in the Kutim Aran Tinyana, again Chelik Beis. So we know that the inyan is that when Adar comes, right? Mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha. We have a lot of simcha. So Rav Nachman famously says mitzvah gidol in Chaf Dalid mitzvah gidolas dios b'simcha tamin. It's a big mitzvah for a person to always be b'simcha. He says like this: Shakoch hacholas, because all sicknesses. Aide marash chora va'atzvus. He says all sicknesses a person has comes from marash chora and atzvus, depression. Vasimcha hi refua gidola, and simcha is the biggest refua. Vila'asi tiskadla simcha ma'od. And later on in last level, simcha is going to become so big. Right. So we see the inyan of simcha, which dafka simcha is connected to other. Is the fixture for atzvus. And atzvus comes from yeish, comes from depression. Right? So now, the inyan we say about Amalek, it says about Amalek, asher karcha b'derech, that they happened upon us. That karcha is lashon of kriris, of cold. Meaning what? That it says, I think it's a Rashi in Devarim, right? It says about Amalek, is that when we came out of Mitzrayim, mamish, everyone was terrified of us. We were on fire. And the mashal Rashi gives is like, imagine you have a burning, burning hot bath, right? Burning hot. So it says that after Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael was like that burning hot bath, that no one would touch us. And Amalek jumped into that hot bath to cool us down. So what happened? Yeah, yes, Amalek got burnt, but they cooled us down, right? You ever have like a burning hot coffee that you take one sip and it burns your tongue and you can't taste anything else, but then you can drink it easily after that. Why? Because it's that first just touch of it. Is that but that cools it down. So that's Amalek. Amalek sees us on fire right after Chanukah, and already right after Chanukah, we're already looking like, oh God, I need a lift up again. I need a lift up. That's Amalek. Amalek comes to you always as Sherkarcha B'derech. They see you on fire and they try to slow you down. They try to bring you that state of Yeish and that state of Atzus. So if you look in the Divrei Torah of Sudas Shushan Purim for Matul Zilber Shlita, this is the Chin Rebbe, he says like this. He says, Dine, ha-mechama rishona shaisa ba'olam hu mechamas arba melachem eschemisha. So the first ever world war, the first war that ever was the war of the four kings versus the five kings. Ve'ikr mechama zu achin ba'al esek mechias Amalek. He says the main purpose of this war was because of mechias Amalek. But hold on, I thought Amalek wasn't even in the world. How does this apply to mechias Amalek, right? Says the Afapi Shamalik Adayin Lohaya Azbaolam, that even though Amalek wasn't yet in the world, Mikol Makam Ksiv Hasam, it says in the Pasuk, Vayashuvu vayavo el ein mishpat hu kadesh vayaku es kol stei ha'amaleki. So all of a sudden we see what appears. Vayaku es kol stei ha'amaleki. The field of Amaleki. Amalek's the name of the world. And Ramatul says, Vuhu ha'pam rishona shenemar Amalek b'Torah. It's the first time that it says Amalek in the Torah. V'haynu, mikevan shetumas Amalek heina, tuma gidola bioser. Since the tuma of Amalek is such a great tuma, ukiderech shekidusha Yisrael heina kidusha asher adam atzma ino omeid alanyana. That the kidusha Yisrael is so high. Kenu uma zos tumas Amalek. And kenegadis, against this kidusha of Klal Yisrael, is the tuma of Amalek. V'lachin, tzarech la'akra min ha'shoresh od kodem sheklipa zu ba'al olam. And that's why we had to get rid of this klipa even before they came to the world. Uvemachama zu nitzeach Avram Avinu ayde sin yud ches avadim. Through the 318 avadim. Rashi says just through Eliezer himself, who's Gematria 318. Uvekach, esek Avram Avinu be'esek miches Amalek. V'chanam nirzmaz b'inyano b'minyan zekana. He says that what? That we see that Avram Vinu already from the first ever war was already osik in this Michias Amalek. Right? That the Nitzachon, you see that what Amnam, Rav Natal says, Amnam Nitzachon zeh aide shin yud ches avadim. He says this Nitzachon is through 318 avadim. Okay. So, what's this Inyan then of the shin yud ches avadim? So it happens to be, I can't remember where I saw this last year, but I saw this in a sefer last year. He says that the Indian of the 318 is that if you take the word Yeush, right, it's Yud, Aleph, Vav, Shin, it's Gematria 317. So Avram took 318, which is one above Yeush. And maybe you could say, based off of what Ramatul is saying here, that this whole Amicham was all based around Mechias Amalek, Amicham versus Amalek. And Avram took 318 with him. Why? To show that the main Nakuda to beat Amalek is that you have to be above Yeush. Because the Nakuda of Amalek is Yeush. They want to be Miyayishu. To what make you think? Come on, you're not Shech to do Tshuva. Look what you've done. You're not Shech to this time of Shovim. You're not Shech to anything. You're not Shech to Purim. But the main Nakuda, like Rav Nachman says, Im ata ma'amin sheichon l'kakel, if you believe that you can mess up and that you have messed up, ta'amin sheichon l'kakel. You have to believe that you can fix. You ain't shum yeish. You cannot be miyayish in it. Right? So, for a person not to be miyayish, you have to believe, right, b'makom shein ish, yachol ishtadol to be the ish. You have to step up and be the ish. We have to be men. We have to be strong. That's why if you take the Rosh Tevos of ain shum yeish, is exactly the Rosh Tevos, it spells the word ish. Is that to not have yeish, to not be ain shum yeish, you have to be a man. You have to stand up. You have to believe in yourself. To get some koch from yourself. To believe in yourself that what? I can do this. I can do this tshuva. And this is the nekuda of Amalek. Amalek attacks us with exactly this nekuda of to be miyayish us. To make us a yesh. Asher karcha b'derech. But Amir Tashem, we have to fight this klip of Amalek. We have to believe in ourselves. Believe in the koch that we have from the tzaddikim. Believe in Tehillim from David HaMelech. Like Rabbi Nachman said, that the Eilish Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Haba Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov Ishu Beso, is Safi Tevos Tehillim Tshuva, to grab a Tehillim, to grab onto David HaMelech, and to grab onto ourselves and believe in the koch of ourselves, and grab onto these wonderful days and these great days of Shovim, to Mirzajem, to be Zocha to do Tshuva, Zocha to that day of Yom Shkula Shabbos, like Shabbos itself, Shabbos Lashon of Shav, of Tshuva, Zocha that day of Tshuva Shlema, Siyat Shmaya Shivino, Shem Lecha, and Shuva, Chadesh Yamenu Kikedem.